CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That highly anticipated border security bill has now been unveiled, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing not to even put it up for a vote.
It was Republicans who demanded border security in exchange for additional funding to Israel and Ukraine. Now the House is moving forward with just aid to Israel. That throws into doubt any future aid to Ukraine. And while they are rejecting this set of border provisions, they are taking the rare step moving forward with this week with a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
ABC Senior National Correspondent Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A nonstop barrage of water hitting California. Record rain, flooding, mudslides, damaging winds. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in eight counties. President Biden is vowing further retaliation following the wave of U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups across the Middle East. And FIFA has announced the World Cup final is coming to the New York metro area. The 2026 final to be held at MetLife Stadium. This is ABC News. A Russian cosmonaut, Oleg Kononenko, now holds the record for the most time in space. All told, he's been in orbit for 879 days. History made at last night's Grammys.
And the Grammy goes to...
Album of the Year given out by a surprise presenter, Celine Dion, who's been battling health problems for a while.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift winning her fourth Album of the Year Grammy, the most in that category of any artist. She was in a three-way tie with Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon. And Swift used another win to delight her fans and announce a new album is coming in April. The other big three awards all went to women, Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For winning Song of the Year, Miley Cyrus's Flowers winning Record of the Year, and Best New Artist going to Victoria Monet.
Thank you to the champagne surfers of tonight.
Backstage at the Grammys, friend. Jason Adenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And rocking the tarmac in Vegas. Music greeting the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs and NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Both teams arrived in Vegas for Sunday's Super Bowl. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, Tawny M, that's T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M, at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449. Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot Friday.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. Doctors in Wisconsin are the first to make functional brain tissue with a 3D printer. The breakthrough happened at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Scientists laid cells side by side instead of stacking like 3D printers usually work. It's still a far cry from 3D printing an entire brain, but researchers say the brain tissue could be used for therapeutic purposes or spinal cord implants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Girls basketball from the weekend. The Phillips Loggers continue to roll as they head into tournament time here soon. Phillips over Edgar, 74-23 down in Edgar. The boys' side of that had Edgar topping the Phillips boys down in Edgar, 61-49. It was Auburndale. They get a win over the Prentice girls on Friday night, 64-32. And Newman Catholic was a winner as was a winner as they topped Winter on Friday night in girls' action, 65-36. Bryce County Senior Dining, let's take a look at tomorrow, Tuesday's menu. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. All your meals are going to include bread, butter, and milk tomorrow, Tuesday. They've got Mexican casserole with refried beans, spinach salad with tomato and cucumber, and fresh fruit. Locations are in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Bryce County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Our high 43 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may see a little more fog again tonight with a low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. A fun and free Rite of Winter kicks off this weekend in Sauk Prairie. It's Bald Eagle Watching Days on Saturday, February 10th. I'll share more details when we return, but first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to participate in the rescheduled 38th Annual Bald Eagle Watching Days happening on Saturday, February 10th in Sauk Prairie. All Bald Eagle Watching Days events are free and open to the public. Bald eagle lovers can watch eagles soar above the Wisconsin River from a newly renovated overlook located on Water Street in Prairie du Sac. Volunteers will be available at the overlook to help visitors spot eagles and answer questions from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. The best time to see foraging eagles will be in the early morning between 8 and 10 a.m. Visitors also can enjoy live raptor shows in the River Arts Center of the Sauk Prairie High School. Those shows will feature educational birds and trainers. Full details about all the activities are available on the Fairy Bluff Eagle Council website. Just go to fairybluffeaglecouncil.org. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Eagles in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup on Saturday night. Then I say, how you been? Good. good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that, right back to telling folks you know I know. Clean.
98QCountry.com.
through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Tucson, too late at 98Q Country, 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. When West Coast, California specifically, just getting deluged with rain and wind out there as they are struggling to make it through this heavy rain. And the upper elevations getting snow out there. Here, nothing. We continue to be in the 40s through Thursday, maybe even into Friday. Today, very light wind, very pleasant day here around the Northwoods. We'll get to some birthdays in just a moment. If you got somebody celebrating today or a belated one from the weekend, that's acceptable. We'll put them in for the cake drawing on Friday. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. You can always email us your birthdays ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We'll get to our birthday celebrants after a news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That highly anticipated border security bill has now been unveiled, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing not to even put it up for a vote.
It was Republicans who demanded border security in exchange for additional funding to Israel and Ukraine. Now the House is moving forward with just aid to Israel. That throws into doubt any future aid to Ukraine. And while they are rejecting this set of border provisions, they are taking the rare step moving forward with this week with a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
ABC Senior National Correspondent Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A nonstop barrage of water hitting California. Record rain, flooding, mudslides, damaging winds. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in 8 counties. President Biden is vowing further retaliation following the wave of U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups across the Middle East. And FIFA has announced the World Cup final is coming to the New York metro area. The 2026 final to be held at MetLife Stadium. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research shows the amount of time Wisconsin doctors are spending using healthcare record software is contributing to burnout. The findings are published in the Annals of Family Medicine. It looked at the amount of time doctors spent on Epic Systems' MyChart app. It found the time spent on MyChart went up almost a half hour between 2019 and last year. Researchers say that's taking a toll. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is under attack from efforts in Wisconsin to curb diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
It's also a time to remember that it's up to us to continue that fight so that our ancestors know that their work was not in vain.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Phillips Clergy Association would like to invite anyone who wants to know how to talk to someone about abortion, has dealt with abortion in any way, or dealt with its aftermath, to dinner and a movie. This will be on February 13th at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church on Highway 13 in Phillips. Please call 715-339-4632 to RSVP. All are welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Jazz 123-108. Doc Rivers says the team found open shots. They just couldn't score against the Jazz.
I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them. And the more we missed, the bigger they got.
The Bucks take on the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin loses to Purdue 75-69 before a sold-out audience at the Kohl Center. Greg Gard start on coming up short again to the number two ranked Boilermakers.
Competition at its highest level is very rewarding. It can be very painful, as today is, but it's rewarding. And now, you know, we got to get better before we get to mid-March and see them again.
NFL Packers defensive coaching staff has been told they are free to interview with other teams after hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. So defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who's been with the team since 2015, will interview with the New England Patriots. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the weekend, Friday night boys action, Northwestern topped Ashland 75-63. The Hurley boys get a win over Mellon 63-45. It was Solon Springs topping the Butternut boys 89-27. Cooper Mikulski had 15 for Shawamigan, but Stratford wins on their home floor over Shawamigan 46-43. The Winter boys topped New Auburn 85-82. Edgar over Phillips, that game down in Edgar. Edgar wins at 61-49. Rib Lake top Newman Catholic 66-39. Auburndale boys top Prentice 70-44. Lakeland over Pines 63-41. And it was the Rhinelander boys winning over Tomahawk Friday night 61-24.
My ride smells just right.
Y'all gotta try that Breeze car.
Just right. Yeah. La. 40 days of consistent scent. On low for Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yep. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Jen, nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
Birthdays and anniversaries, if you're celebrating today, you share your day on this 5th of February with country star Tyler Farr. He is 40 today. Sarah Evans, country music star, is 53 today. Bobby Brown, he started out as a member of the New Edition, had a solo career, was married to Whitney Houston. Very tumultuous relationship there. Bobby Brown is, well, he was married to Whitney. Whitney has passed away, but Bobby Brown, he's still going. He's 55 today. Michael Sheen, the Welsh stage and screen actor, has made a career of playing real people. He was Mozart on a Broadway British Prime Minister. Tony Blair also, the Queen, the special relationship, and also interviewed David Frost, and Frost, he kind of plays real people. Michael Sheen is 55. Laura Linney is 60 today. The Golden Globe winner of her cable show, The Big C, has 3 Academy Award nominations also in her resume. Jennifer Jason Leigh, the actor, the actor Vic Morrow died just as his daughter, Jennifer Jason Leigh, became a success in the family business. She was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Hateful Eight back in 2016. Tim Meadows, the actor, and Saturday Night Live guy, 63 for Tim Meadows today. Barbara Hershey, she's got a Best Supporting Actor Actress Oscar, easy for you to say, and nominated for The Portrait of a Lady back in 97. Many other notables for Barbara Hershey today. Christopher Guest, the actor, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman and others, 76. Tom Wilkinson, the native of Leeds, England, has a couple of Oscar nominations. He's 76 today. Nolan Bushnell, the video game pioneer, the creator of Pong, 81 today for Nolan Bushnell. Michael Mann, the movie and TV producer, writer, director, has 4 Oscar nominations to his name. 81 for Michael Mann today. Stephen J. Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L-L, creator of such TV action and drama series such as The A-Team, Hunter, The Great American Hero, And he is born in 1942, passed in 2010. Cowboy quarterback great Roger Staubach, celebrating an 82nd birthday today, Hall of Famer. And Hammer and Hank, baseball Hall of Famer. 755 home runs, of course, when he surpassed Babe Ruth. Remember it very clearly. I remember watching it. And then, of course, Barry Bonds. Some people still think Hammer and Hank is the home run king with all the other things that Barry Bonds did to get there, apparently. But Hammer and Hank, born on this day, 1934. He passed in January of 2021.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Our high 43 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may see a little more fog again tonight with a low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just
online at 98qcountry.com. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Wilson with Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Is the grass greening up at all in your yard? Have you seen any dandelions maybe close to close to the house? Nothing would surprise me at this point. We've got our snowball throwdown going on. Snowball throwdown, showdown, or mowdown, whichever happens first. And if you're caller four right now, I'm going to give you a chance to throw a couple snowballs and win a $25 gift certificate from one of our participating sponsors absolutely free. So if you haven't won yet, go ahead, give it a shot, 715-762-3221. We'll throw some snowballs here. We've stockpiled them. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving the area since 1953. Check them out online at northwoodcu.com for the latest up-to-date products and services offered to your entire family. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. We are ready to give away some stuff here. Our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown, and who do we have on the line with us here?
This is Pat.
Hey, Pat, how we doing? It's a Monday. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right, good. All right. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel, first of all, and see what we have. All right, we got $25 to the Wolf's Den at the Great Northern Motel Mercer. Great food. I've eaten there many times. So $25, Pat. All right, we got Gunner A. We got Gunner B, Pat. Let's get her done here. Which one's all scoped in? Tell us which one, A or B.
B.
B it is. Let's see if that's the one, Pat. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Okay, who threw that?
Free for all! Yeah! Yes! Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Come on. Oh, my.
You missed me!
Skid here, Pat. Hang in there. We'll get it for you, okay? Good stuff coming for you. Thank you, Pat. Thanks for playing along with us. I think Pat's like 0 for 3 trying so far. We're on a skid. Like I said, like a first six out of our, like six out of our first eight were winners, and now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of our last six now have lost. We'll do it at least one more time before 10 o'clock. We got to start getting some winners here. We're going to be throwing snowballs in July. Which, with the way the weather's been, it might be realistic. I think right now, if I told you, hey, we're going to get 3 inches of snow on July 2nd, I think most people would be like, yeah, sounds about right. We'll throw some more snowballs coming up just a little bit.
A little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Our high 43 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may see a little more fog again tonight with a low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight.